Jenna, I would like to direct this question to you now.
Okay.
How is sudden loss different than anticipatory loss?
And in sudden loss, that becomes even stronger, and there may not be answers of why something happens. So,
Yeah, that's just the thing that when you were saying why, that's so powerful because it seems like, especially with sudden loss, that's something sometimes people kind of get stuck in the why. You know, sometimes it's hard for them to move beyond the why because there could be things that are just not, they're not able to put together in terms of answers and solutions or an understanding of what just happened just now. How do you see supporting someone in that place?
Well, I think with sudden loss particularly, you need to have some help. And that could come in many different forms. It could be a good grounded friend or a chaplain or a pastor, a mental health professional, or somebody that can help you with reality testing, you know, what was under your control, what wasn't, you know, just working through all, you know, the good listeners are always great or people that do things for you. But your world is rocked so much that you really do need support, somebody that can hold the space for you while you figure it out.
Something that occurs to me as you're sharing about the shock and the why. What happens when, say, this loss happens and it's very traumatic and somebody has that imprint of the trauma? How does that impact the loss and the healing from the loss?
So if I understand your question, is that like if they've witnessed the sudden loss?
If they've witnessed
the body or they've come upon it?
Yes.
And so... So this could be in an accident, or it could bring in that aspect of suicide.
Exactly.
A death by suicide. And so that becomes part of what's happened, right? It's happened to you. And it could, if you have intrusive flashbacks, and that could more likely go to a PTSD, post-traumatic stress. So again, that if it lingers and doesn't change significantly or gets worse over time, that would be indicate that you would need to see a mental health professional and deal with that.
And so it sounds like what you're saying, this might be in a category of complicated mourning or complicated grief, where there are aspects that are very, the depth and dimensions of everything that it involves is way larger than, say, an anticipatory loss.
You're absolutely right with that, and thank you for bringing that up. I do believe that most of us know, just from being human beings and going through birth and death as a species since we've been here, that we can navigate it and pretty well and not always need a professional. But it is when these shocking situations come about that we do need some extra help. And one of the reasons for this is that when your fight-flight response survival mechanism is activated, you're in a part of the brain that's not thinking clearly. In fact, communication to your frontal, more executive functions is kind of shut off for a while till your being knows that you're going to survive. And so it really does help to have some people around you to bounce things off of.
Wow, that's beautifully shared, Jenna. I think that helps me have a greater understanding of how these tie together. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.